cheap solar energy making fine Michigan wine. This is the Environment Report. I'm Mark Brush, in for Rebecca Williams. A northern Michigan winery is touted as the first in the state to run completely on solar power. And a startup energy business says it's becoming more affordable for others to follow the winery's lead. That's because of steep price drops to install solar just in the last year. Bob Allen takes us to Crane Hill Vineyards in Leelanau County.
Robert Brangman likes to spend time in his vineyard watching the grapes soak up the sun.
Plants that are hanging out.
And he says it's been a goal from the beginning to tread lightly in this place.
We're looking at having a zero carbon footprint in this winery. I mean, that to me is exciting. I think it's a little part, and we're trying to do our part of keeping this beautiful area the way it is.
Going solar means they won't be buying electricity generated by burning fossil fuels. There are three new solar arrays mounted on steel poles on a south-facing slope that are within sight of the winery's tasting room. Tom Gallery designed the system for Crane Hill.
It's right up there with the highest production you can get out of solar panels.
The arrays automatically track the sun both horizontally and vertically from dawn to dusk.
So right now it's going to first lay flat, and then it's going to try to find south.
Gallery, a retired engineer from Ford, formed a small company called Leelanau Solar with energy consultant Steve Smiley about a year ago. Smiley says the solar trackers they installed at Brangman Brothers Winery are the first and largest in northern Michigan.
Operation and maintenance is nearly zero, and for 25 years they're going to have the same price for their energy, no matter what happens to consumers' energy rates.
The solar arrays are expected to last at least 25 years, and Tom Gallery figures they'll pay for themselves in seven. He says in the last year, costs have dropped dramatically compared with just 3 years ago. The three arrays at Crane Hill price out at about $75,000.
And you recover it slowly. You get your grant, and then you get your investment tax credit, and then you get your depreciation. So a lot of small farms don't have the money to invest up front.
For those who can't afford the expense, the fixed electric rate can add stability in a sometimes volatile energy market. Mark Cleavy of the Michigan Energy Office says that's a main reason why solar is rapidly expanding in the U.S. and around the world.
It's reached a tipping point in terms of solar being cost-effective against alternatives, including wind and most fossil fuels.
At Crane Hill, only a small amount of wine is produced on site, so electricity needs are modest. The biggest uses are for heating and air conditioning for the tasting room. During the summer, the solar arrays produce a lot more energy than is used, so the surplus goes onto the electric grid and is banked as a credit with consumers' energy. Then in cloudier months, the winery draws from its account. On sunny days, the electric meter actually runs backwards, showing power going out rather than coming in. And when the arrays first switched on, that's where you could find Robert Brangman, around the side of the building.
Sitting on a chair watching a meter going backwards. I was just in awe. Really was. It's just really cool.
For the Environment Report, I'm Bob Allen.
I think a lot of us would enjoy watching our meters spin backwards. We've got some pictures of the Crane Hill solar arrays over at our website. You can check those out at michiganradio.org. And that's the Environment Report for today. I'm Mark Brush. Rebecca Williams will be back this Thursday.